We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire. You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
double feature.
Tonight's tales are The Stargazers 3 and Little Star Wonders. It's a special Sleepy Time Tale double feature. Tonight we will listen to two starry tales. In our first feature, we will meet three stargazers named Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. I wonder how they will explore the night sky tonight. Let's find out and begin our first starry story now. The Stargazers 3. Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod love to gaze up at the stars. Each night before bed, they imagine new ways to explore the starry sky. On one night, they pretended that their bed was a big floating trampoline. Winkin imagined that if a star fell from the sky,
I got it!
They could use the trampoline to catch the star and bounce it back up into space.
You're welcome.
On another night, they pretended that their bed was a big, fluffy cloud that could float high up into the air.
Let's go!
Blinkin thought it would be fun to imagine that the stars were delicious star fruit they could pick from the sky and have for a bedtime snack.
Star fruit is yummy!
Tonight, the three explorers are imagining that their bed is a wooden shoe. Not just any ordinary shoe, but a wooden shoe that floats like a ship. Nod imagined that they could sail all the way up to the sky and that the stars could be starfish floating around in the big blue yonder.
Let's all gaze at the starfish!
Come on!
Let's go!
Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Happy and playful are we. So hail the stars. I'll see such lovely things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old moon swayed the stargazers three, winking, blinking, and nod.
And so goes another adventure for Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod, the Stargazers Three. The end. For our second feature, we will hear from a curious little star who sees something glowing from far away in the night sky. Let's find out what the star might be gazing at and begin our second starry story now. Little Star Wonders. Up and away in the twilight sky lives a tiny little star.
Hello.
Each night before bed, the little star likes to gaze out at the brilliant sky.
Wow.
Far off in the distance, the little star can see a tiny blue and green colored circle.
I wonder what that could be.
The little star pondered.
Maybe it's a shiny marble. That's not it. Marbles are shiny, but they are very small and made of glass. Could it be a balloon that got away? But balloons float higher and higher when you let them go, and this colorful circle doesn't seem to be moving anywhere. It could be a big bouncy ball. I hope not, though, or somebody might kick it. Perhaps somebody blew a great big bubble. Maybe that's what the pretty circle is. If it is a bubble, I hope it doesn't go pop. Could it be a blueberry crossed with a green grape? No, that couldn't be it. Someone would have already eaten a delicious fruit like that. What could that beautiful blue and green colored circle be? I wonder.
Sparkle, sparkle, shiny world, blue and green colors swirl, many things that you could be. Maybe you're a friend for me, shining bright away so far. How I wonder what you are.
The little star wondered some more.
What if that blue and green circle is a beautiful planet? And what if on that planet, there's someone looking back up at me?
At that very moment, across the night sky on the little blue and green planet, a child was gazing out the window, looking up at the little star.
Wow, what a beautiful twinkling light,
thought the little child.
I wonder what it could be.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed tonight's star-studded double feature presentation. If you want to support this show, you can help by telling a friend about Story Spectacular. Show them all the ways they can listen to this family-friendly podcast. Help us get the word out so that even more little astronomers can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.